on Adventures in Odyssey.
The Miltner family is moving to Baltimore.
I don't understand, Buck.
I felt horrible, Jules. Mom and Dad have done so much for me.
This relationship really doesn't mean as much to you as I thought it did.
It does. It's just that my family means a lot to me, too.
If you're going to leave, Buck, then just leave.
We embark on Friday night.
This Friday?
You know, a few days doesn't give as much time to plan your going away party.
Wait, he's acting like he'll never come back.
You knew this was a possibility, Connie.
That's the pattern of my life. Every time I let someone get to know me and I open up to them, they leave. The more I stay connected to Buck, the more it'll hurt when he leaves.
We've been through so much together. I can't give up on her.
Hi.
Connie? What does Jules think?
She went to the airport earlier.
I'm leaving for Baltimore tonight.
Excuse me, I'm in the window seat there.
You're the reporter, Ted Humphreys, right?
Channel 10, news that counts. Why are you going to Denver?
I needed to get out of town for a couple days. As far away as I can.
So, let me get this straight. Your boyfriend confessed to his parents that he'd been deceptive and then chose to do what's best for them instead of what he wanted to do for himself.
Yeah, selfish, isn't it?
Well, to a seasoned veteran such as myself, it sounds more like having character and integrity.
Fine. Maybe it was the right thing to do in the traditional sense.
Is there a more modernized view of right?
You're a very frustrating person to talk with.
So I've been told.
Remember, Buck said he'd do everything he could to not leave. He promised.
You wanted him to choose you over what was best for his parents and the world at large?
Well, when you put it like that, it sounds selfish.
Well, I'm not sure how else it can be put. And as a man well-versed in phraseology, that's saying something. Oh. What is the world coming to?
Sorry?
My producer just sent me the raw footage of a story for this evening's news. Seems that some youth disturbed the peace on a residential street at 7:30 this morning by setting off fireworks in a yard.
Huh.
Looks like a couple of trees got scorched. A few fire trucks were sent. Oh, it's a mess.
Why would someone do that?
According to my producer, a love-struck teenager was serenading his girlfriend, which he followed with a fireworks show.
Huh.
Oh, can you imagine what it did to the traffic on Borglum Street?
Borglum? That's where I live. Can I see that video?
Well, take a look.
What? That's Buck.
That's your boyfriend. Well, now I can see why you call him selfish. Blatantly ignoring the plight of commuters.
There's my house. He did all of this for me. And I wasn't even there.
Proof of a navel-gazing generation. Boy tries to impress a girl at the expense of natural vegetation and the working public.
Because I've been so consumed with my own hurt feelings.
Our longest living Odyssey residents, the grand oak trees, must pay the price.
What am I doing?
Taking up most of the armrest, for one thing.
I've been so consumed about being hurt that I became the one hurting him. He wasn't the one acting like my parents. I'm actually acting like them. I'm running away from him.
You are the one on the plane.
Which means I'm abandoning Buck. I have to get back before he leaves.
Want to be part of something awesome? Then join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. You'll get access to over 1,000 episodes, behind-the-scenes content, devotionals, games, and a free subscription to Focus on the Family's Clubhouse magazine. Discover all the perks at adventuresinodyssey.com.
Oh, this is a wonderful party, Whit. There are people here I haven't seen in years.
Indeed. I hadn't seen Joe Finneman since he retired.
Well, everyone in town wanted to come and say goodbye.
Not everyone. I wish one more person could have been here.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Cooper. Excuse me.
Whit, thank you so much for naming the library here after us.
It is a tremendous honor. Though, am I truly as verbose as my quotes painted on the walls?
No comments.
Hello, everyone.
Greetings.
Ah, Jason, you made it.
Yeah, there was some weather in Chicago.
Why were you in Chicago?
My gift had some trouble getting here.
Oh. Your gift?
You'll see.
Is everything worked out?
Project B is engaged.
Where is Project B?
Waiting outside. You can give the announcement now.
Could I have everyone's attention, please?
Yeah.
We have one more surprise for you.
Ooh.
Eugene, Katrina,
oh.
A very special one.
I'm intrigued.
So am I.
I'm sure you'll all be as pleased as I am to know that a very dear friend that we haven't seen in some time was able to make it.
Wow.
And here he is now, cutting short his vacation in Florida.
Mr. Walton.
Bernard.
Well, it's great to see all of you.
Oh, Mr. Walton, your unanticipated arrival is the optimum momentum of this party. And may I further say that
no,
I...
No, you may not.
Very well.
Did I miss the flight?
Nope.
No good. Because my phone battery died and I couldn't check the app.
Uh-huh.
I've been on an airplane since 8 a.m. this morning.
Okay.
From Odyssey to Chicago to Denver, back here.
Right.
Wait, why aren't you boarding?
The flight's been delayed because of weather. That's why you didn't miss it.
Oh! Delayed how long?
Right now, they're saying 5 hours.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. I can't wait that long.
Sorry. Every airline is grounded till the storm passes. Buses are still running, though.
I'll take a bus. Fine. It's fine. The party will run late. I know. Everything is going to be fine.
All right, everybody. Quiet down. Quiet down, please. Now, Eugene, I've got a few things to tell you, so let's get this over with. I had an awful time trying to figure out what to say, so I finally decided to write a little something.
Oh. What is it?
It's a poem.
Oh, what?
Really?
Come on, don't be so shocked. I do know how to rhyme, you know.
I don't doubt your ability to construct verse. I'm simply surprised that you're doing it for me.
Don't get all sappy now.
I'm excited to hear it.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, because you're reading part of it.
Oh, I am?
And you too, Whit.
Well, all right, sure.
And you, Connie.
What? Oh, I really don't want to read.
Oh, come on now. I've got this all worked out.
All right. Ought to be good.
Okay, here we go. Eugene, when I first met you, I was scared and perplexed because I never knew what would come out of you next.
With orations so long and thoughts so remote, at times I wanted to shove a cat down your throat.
But through the years, you've changed, as we see, and like a stubborn wart, you've grown on me.
Yeah.
Yes, things have changed since your very first day. You're not nearly as frightening or offensive, I must say.
When you first came around, you said farewell and adieu. Now you still say farewell, but you say goodbye, too.
Yes. Your rantings went on and on and on. But now your rants end. After everyone's gone.
Right.
Not a soul would listen, whether lonely, dying, or buried. But I guess you found someone, because somehow you're married.
But we found you were more than annoying and smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're a really good man with a really good heart.
Yeah. I'm sure I will miss you, our recovering geek. It's a bit sad to know I won't see you next week.
We'll miss all the gadgets and you trying our patience. And even your...
greetings and salutations!
That almost rhymes.
Though I've laughed at you, scolded you, said things I regret, you are a good friend that I will not forget.
No.
Yeah.
Mr. Walton?
What?
Are you... crying?
No, of course not, Eugene. I I've been fighting this cold.
Bernard, you are crying.
I am not.
I believe your eyes do contain a bit of moisture.
No.
I'll get you a tissue.
I've got one in my purse.
No, don't.
Now, Bernard, it's okay.
All right already.
Oh, that's Here you go. Oh,
excuse me. I'd like to say something, please. Well, when I first enrolled at Campbell College, I had no thoughts beyond my work. My focus was entirely on my studies and little else. I never dreamed it would be anything more than that. But soon I would make the four best, most impactful decisions I've ever made. Coming to Christ, marrying my wife, adopting my son, and getting a job here at Wits End. I owe all of the best parts of my life to the people in this room. The first time I heard the bell ring above that door was the day that my life became, well, to be honest, it was the day my life began. But God has called us elsewhere. And though we never expect to feel the same amount of comfort there as we do here, perhaps that is the point. There are challenges that we must face. I've been so wrapped up in this decision and preparing for our departure that I have failed to grieve over how much I'm going to miss all of you. Thank you for being my friends. May God bless you all.
Amen.
Oh, well said.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? Visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
It was a wonderful party, Miss Kendall.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I have a present for you. It's behind the counter here.
Oh, there was no need.
Well, I didn't have time to wrap it. Sorry. Here.
Oh, a toaster oven.
Yeah, I know you don't like microwaves, and this is the biggest model. You can cook a 12-pound turkey in there.
I didn't realize a turkey was toastable.
I know. Cool, huh?
Indeed.
Well, I definitely need a hug. Goodbye. You're going to do great. I hope you win a Nobel Prize.
Nobel, but thank you.
Goodbye, Eugene.
Farewell, Miss Kendall.
Connie, I'll clean up if you want to head home.
Actually, I'd rather do it, if it's all the same to you.
Yeah, well, all right.
I'll start in the kitchen.
She's still upset.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose this is it.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
I just want to say, you have no idea what your mentorship has meant to me, and your friendship, and the fact that you helped make me into the man I am today. I am quite certain that being away from you will prove to be one of the most difficult challenges I will ever face.
It'll be a challenge for both of us. But as hard as this is, I want you to go now with my earnest, wholehearted blessing. And always remember, I love you. I'm proud of you. And the best is yet to come.
Katrina and Buck are waiting.
Oh. What's the matter?
I seem to have misplaced my keys. There they are.
Goodbye, Eugene.
Goodbye, Quit.
Arrived in Odyssey. If this is your destination, get off my bus.
Thank you, sir.
What time is it?
1 minute ahead of schedule. 8:32.
Okay, I just have to run. I should still be at wit's end. What?
Hold on, young lady.
Officer Burke.
In case you weren't aware, jaywalking is still a crime in Odyssey. I'll need to write you a ticket.
Oh, please, I really just need to get to Wit's End right away. There's a farewell party there, and it might be the last time I ever see my best friend again.
Oh, the Meltzner party?
Yeah.
I was there a little while ago. A little rowdy for my taste. Good punch, though.
Can I go, please?
Well, there's no point. It's already over.
What?
The Meltzners left.
I missed it.
Yeah, Bernard Walton showed up, Eugene gave a speech. It was all pretty touching. You should have been there.
I should have. I really should have. I'm sorry, Buck. I tried.
We're closed. Oh, Eugene?
Miss Kendall.
I thought you left.
Katrina and Buck are in the car waiting. A toaster oven?
Well...
We've been friends for how long, and your farewell gift to me is a toaster oven?
It's the deluxe model.
It's not the gift itself. I just can't help but feel that it is emblematic of what has been going on between us of late. I simply don't want this to be our last shared memory together, one filled with irritation, frustration, and anger.
I'm not irritated or frustrated or angry with you, Eugene. And over the past 2 days, I've come to realize that I did go too far. I stepped way over the line, and I butted in when I shouldn't have, and I apologize for that.
Thank you. Apology accepted.
But I am devastated. You don't like emotional scenes, and I've been trying to hold it together, but this is hitting me hard because I'm finally realizing that you really... My best friend in the whole world is leaving my life. I don't know what I'm going to do without him. And everything's going to change now.
Oh, Miss Kendall. I believe God has given us a wonderful way to help us in situations where we experience loss.
What?
I've spent years now working to help people regain and retain their memories. Recently, I've gained a renewed appreciation for the gift that they are. The memories we have of the people we love are not only reflections of reminiscence and thanksgiving, they sustain us when we're sad. They help us move on. The memories we've had together are blessings we'll always have for the rest of our lives.
We do have some pretty good ones, don't we?
Many years of both mirth and melancholy. All worth keeping. Worth treasuring.
Can we do a real hug now?
Certainly.
Eugene, you really need to rethink these vests. They make you look like a badger.
I beg your pardon? Katrina purchased this garment for me.
Yeah, I know. She's resigned herself to the idea that her husband looks like a badger.
You're taking this opportunity to impugn not only my fashion taste, but my wife's?
I'm sorry, it needed to be said.
Fair enough. I'll give you my gift then. Mm? The last word.
Wow. I've been given this incredible opportunity, and I don't even know how to use it. Except maybe to say I miss you already, Eugene.
And I you.
You didn't give me the last word.
My apologies. Perhaps I'll say this first then. Goodbye, Connie.
Goodbye, Eugene.
The end of an era.
It is. Oh, I remember driving into town to attend college. Didn't seem like that long ago. It's so strange to be leaving now.
Life is filled with bittersweet moments, it seems.
I can't believe Jules didn't show up.
It's disappointing she left town.
Indeed. I'm sorry that's how things ended for the two of you.
I was watching the door of the entire party. I really thought she'd show up.
Did she even text?
No. And I checked every 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. But maybe this shows you this isn't the right person
Mom,
for you. That
please. I can't think about it right now.
Sorry. I understand. Eugene, are you crying?
Minimally. Merely ruminating on recent events. The departure of such a significant chapter of my life. Connie taught me how to drive on this stretch of road.
Eugene, stop sign!
You just blew through a stop sign. Way to end your time in Odyssey.
I'm sorry. How careless of me.
Oh, thank God we didn't have an accident.
Not yet. Maybe I should drive. Dad's too upset.
I'm not too upset.
You're both feeling emotional. I should probably take over.
No one needs to take over.
Uh-oh. Tell that to the police.
Better pull over.
Years without a ticket, and now I'm leaving town branded as a miscreant. Looks like it's Officer Burke.
Who's that with him?
Jules?
Huh?
Jules! It's Jules!
Fuck!
Jules!
I'm so, so sorry. I was selfish and horrible and...
It's fine. It's fine.
I should have stood by you. Oh, I'm the worst person in the world.
You're my favorite person in the world. Always. You came back.
Well, not as quickly as I wanted. I missed the party, but Officer Burke was kind enough to give me a ride here. And a ticket.
I guess they offset.
Yeah. We can make this work, right? Long distance isn't the end of the world.
We can definitely make it work. If my folks will allow it.
Your mother and I are receptive to the concept.
And we may be able to work out a visit in the near future. Plus, there will always be phone calls and texts.
Thank you both. You're important to me, Jules. Very important. What do you say? You want to try?
Yeah. I'd like that.
Wet. I finished cleaning, and, oh.
Connie.
Oh, Wet. Oh.
He's gone, Connie. He's really gone.
I know. I know.
In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I give thanks to God every time I remember you." Even though Paul was stuck in prison at the time, no one could take away the precious memories locked in his heart or the joy they gave him. It's not easy being separated from the people we love or having to close the book on certain chapters of our lives. Goodbyes can be hard. Maybe that's why God gives us memories, as a way of going back and revisiting the best parts of our lives with vivid words and images we treasure. Speaking of vivid words, Wit's End won't be the same without Eugene's greetings and salutations. He's off to change the world, and yet it's hard to imagine that he could have any bigger impact than he had on the town and people of Odyssey. Thanks for the memories, Eugene. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Best is Yet to Come was written by Kathy Buchanan, Marshall Younger, and Phil Lawler, and directed by Kathy Buchanan and Marshall Younger, with sound design by Luke Gano and Zach Schneider, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Robbie Bruce, Townsend Coleman, Keith Ferguson, Greg Jabara, Katie Lee, Dave Madden, Monty Markham, Shona Rodman, Will Ryan, Joe Sanfilippo, June Squibb, Andre Stoika, and Audrey Wasilewski. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.